Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question. And it starts with you. You have to feed yourself. So that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So you are contagious. And every day you have to understand you could be a germ or a big dose of vitamin C. I know that sounds maybe a little cheesy or corny, but it's true. And so every day when you're with your friends, when you're with your team, bring that positive energy to them and then try to create the dialogue with the team. Hey, how can we be a more positive team? How can we overcome this adversity that we're facing and be stronger together? And start asking your team some questions. Hey, how connected are we as a team? Can we become more connected? What can we do to be more connected? And you get them to participate. And as you do that, you'll build a stronger team. Thanksgiving, family events, right? You go to your family. Maybe they're more negative. My dad was a New York City cop, undercover narcotics. So he wasn't very positive. He was shot a few times. And so I found with my own family, I had to then try to transform them with positivity instead of letting their negativity affect me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Pat Smits. John is still not here. Not surprising. Our third person, our third sports guy, Bill Wolfson, is at the training camp, the Steelers training camp. Hope to possibly hear from him today. If not, I'm sure he'll bring us back all of the news about the Steelers next week. So what are we going to have for weather? Well, probably you won't want to play football outside this weekend, but this afternoon, although they've talked about chance of showers, I haven't seen it even out of the window since I've been here at the station. So there was only about a 30% chance of showers. We're getting a call, so let me see if I can figure that out. Let me put you on and try to talk a little bit louder, and hopefully our audience will be able to hear you. Here you go. Not yet. Okay, go ahead. This is Bill Wolfson.
Am I on the air, Pat?
Nope, I don't think they're going to be able to hear you. Give me your number, and I'll try to call you back. Okay. Will do. Thanks. Okay, folks, I'm going to try to do this and see if we can get Bill back on. And so we want to call him, and not sure I know how to do this, but we will try. So the phone, I'm going to have to put on headphones here, and be patient. I'm not exactly used to doing this, but we will try. So I'm going to give the call. Okay, well, let me see. Bill says there's lots of beer, funnel cake, etc. But I can't hear you right now. Let me see. I've got everything. Okay. Try that again. Let's see if I got it. Bill? No, nobody's here. Old button, which is black button before the phone display. All right. Well, let me do this. I'll try to see if I can't get you back in a few minutes, okay? Okay. Yep. Bye-bye. Sorry, folks. I thought that would be fun to be able to listen to Bill. But right now I have the phone. I thought I did it right, but I don't see the hold button that I have to press. We haven't done this in a long time. I don't see it. So let me play a short news break and let me continue trying to find out how to do this when I'm doing the news again.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers in July added 164,000 jobs, according to the Labor Department. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business he's pretty happy with the report.
We faced severe monetary tightening in 2017 and 2018, although we're hovering still around the 3% mark. So I think it's a very good report.
President Trump says he's negotiated a deal that will make it easier for American farmers to export beef to the European Union.
My administration is standing up for our farmers and ranchers like never before. We're protecting our farmers.
The deal will lower trade barriers with the EU, and the president estimates it will increase duty-free exports to $420 million. Your final numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow was down 98 points to close at 26,485. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
North Korea is continuing to test short-term missiles. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
North Korea conducted two separate missile launches during the early morning hours on Friday, making the third such test in just over a week. The latest launch of the ballistic missiles were fired into the sea off its eastern coast, flying 137 miles on an apogee of 15 miles. Experts say the launch was viewed more as a message to South Korea to help stop the U.S. economic sanctions imposed by Washington against North Korea. President Trump says he's not overly concerned about any violations of international treaties.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban that would bring troops home from Afghanistan. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to the ceasefire. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question. And it starts with you. You have to feed yourself. So that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So
well, folks, I'm sorry. I've now tried to call Bill back, and so far we're just missing each other. So I hope he'll call me, and we'll talk a little bit about what's happening out at the Steelers practice that he's at in western Pennsylvania. But if right now, I was going to talk a little bit more. Of course, the one thing I know is the Packers and the Green Bay Packers. I was also going to talk to you about trivia quizzes to test your football knowledge. But let me just talk a little bit about the Packers. And I'm talking about, at this point, the 25 best players. And I think most people would, there'd be pretty much of a consensus, might have one or two differences. But I think that the Packers, and they started their illustrious history in the NFL in 1921. You know, although they won 13 NFL titles during that time, and including four Super Bowl crowns, we really realize that there are some other teams out there, including one in outside of Boston that we won't talk about. But actually, Packer history is interesting because it really can be broken down into four periods of time. And one was the Curly Lambeau era, And, of course, Lambeau Field in Green Bay is named after Curley. And then the second era was the Vince Lombardi era. And I think that most people, you know, at least if you're somewhat older, remember Vince Lombardi. And, of course, the Lombardi Trophy is the trophy that all teams are looking to win today. And then there was, you know, the Ron Wolf, Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre, Reggie White era. And, of course, that was a very interesting era when Ron Wolf brought Brett Favre to the Packers. And then we all know how, well, we should know in this area, how Reggie White ended up with the Packers. And ha-ha, Philadelphia Eagles, for not doing what you should have done, which was sign Reggie again. And now the last era is, of course, the Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers era. And Aaron is still there. And, of course, we shall see what's going to happen with the new Packers, the new Packer coach. I'm not really talking about so far what I've seen this preseason, because I think there's lots of all the teams try to make it sound better than it is. And but at this point, what we have is joining me, and we were trying to get Bill Wolfson on the phone. He's going to call in, I hope, but we have John Manfreda on, and John has just walked in for him very early. John, listen.
Good afternoon, Pat, my good friend.
Listen to your headphones, though, to make sure that that is working, because...
okay, I'm not sure I am.
Well, which headphones belong? Because we've been having some problems here with the various...
okay, let's see. This one doesn't seem to work either. We'll try the third one. It's got to be one of the three, Pat.
If not,
and, yeah, this is the one that's working.
All right.
So we've got that going. So this is mic three.
All right. Well, that's fine. And we have mic three up for you. And I think we're... If you listen, I think we're both on now.
We are.
And,
Pat, for I was hoping Bill would be here today.
Remember?
I know, but I wish, if you look at my shirt, I found this shirt in my closet, and it's so appropriate for this weekend. It is my Red Sox 2004 World Series championship shirt that I pulled out of the closet today. Now, that's four championships ago. But who's counting? At this point, I figure the way things are going right now, we need all the smiles we can get for Red Sox Nation, because the team isn't playing very well. But it's great to see you today. Great to be here. Nice, beautiful, warm day. I barely had time to breathe all day, but we do have some interesting ground to cover. We have football season that has, well, at least the training camps have started, and already the rumors are flying. What's going to happen, particularly in the NFC? You know, it's interesting, Pat. Nobody talks much about the AFC because New England plays there. And, you know, it's like it's almost, you know, just taken for granted. Why talk about these other teams? They're only going to get there if the Patriots slip up.
That's true.
Okay, because they're so far ahead of everybody else. But in the NFC...
Well, but we will hear from Bill next week, if not today.
Oh, for sure.
What he
because
has
the
to
Eagles
say.
Are now vaulting into a very favorable position. You have the Cowboys in shambles, the Giants rebuilding, Washington rebuilding. So in the NFC East, you know, you pretty much... It's Philadelphia's division to lose. And in the West, the NFC West, you've got the Rams still there. And in the NFC South, you, of course, have the Saints, who I think are going to come marching back. Then there's the NFC North, Pat.
Oh, yes.
With the Minnesota Vikings coming back with a vengeance to avenge last year's horrible season, when they loaded up, took on Captain Kirk Cousins, thought they were going to run to the, at least make a run to the Super Bowl, they never even got in the playoffs.
I know.
So, to me, the big issues in the NFC Central are, first and foremost, are the Bears for real and can they repeat? Can they win 11 or 12 games? That's question one. Second, will the Vikings really show up? And will Cousins emerge to be the quarterback who they paid him to be and maybe get an 11-win season there? And then, of course, C is, what are the Packers going to do? Can they somehow find a way to salvage a regular season sandwich between the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears? And, of course, we don't even mention much about the Lions, but, you know, the Lions are not pushovers. I know there's a lot of criticism about their quarterback, who I happen to like a great deal. I think he's an excellent quarterback. You put him on a team like the Giants, you'd be a playoff team,
right,
without question.
And
so
I,
the NFC North, Pat.
I think that...
First question about the Bears. What do you think about the Bears?
I have to say I am worried about the Bears. I'm more worried about the Bears than about Minnesota. I agree with you.
First of all, they did it. You know, they yep. won the division last year. They won 12 games. They've souped up their defense. They have a great defense. And Mitchell Trubisky is proving to be a decent quarterback. I mean, I was not high on him at all when he came out. And I'm not saying he is a world beater. He's no Aaron Rodgers. But he's a darn good, serviceable quarterback.
But not only that.
And he hasn't peaked yet.
I watched that game, his first game last year in Green Bay.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that first half.
The poise.
It was scary to watch that first half. Granted, he didn't pull through the second half. But I thought that Mac, who, again, he's...
That was a great trade. They gave up two first-round picks for him. It looks like he's worth it.
Unbelievable. And in that game, I think the Packers only won because they had a rookie quarterback, meaning Chicago had a rookie quarterback.
What happened there was the Chicago defense absolutely went a 20-0 lead. Are you kidding me? I remember the game.
I do,
20-0. And that was an amazing, and that was all Aaron Rodgers. All Aaron Rodgers, because if you remember, he had scrambled in that game and was hurt as well and brought his team back from 20-0. Tom Brady never would have been able to do that because Rodgers can, because even though he was hurting, they still had to respect his ability to scramble. That was a phenomenal game, and I'll bet you, Pat, when he hangs them up, that will be one of Rodgers' top 10 games that he'll think about.
I absolutely agree, and I think that the other thing, and the only way, in my view, that Rodgers was able to do that is I think Camille, and I always mispronounce his first name, but I think Mac kind of ran out of steam. Remember, he had not been practicing with Chicago. I think that if it had been 3 or 4 weeks farther into the season,
would have been
a different
story. You're right. Week one was the Packers' best chance, and they took advantage of it. But if you remember, late in the fourth quarter, Rodgers dumped one over the middle. What happened was the safeties all came up. The receiver shot the gap. Rodgers hit him perfectly, and he was off to the races. It was just a defensive mistake, but Rodgers exploited it.
And you're right. It's one of my favorite games, along with maybe Brett Favre's game out in Oakland right after his dad died.
Yep.
But it was really such a contrast. I mean, at the end of the first half, you know, I think half the Packer fans just shut off the television.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because
20-0 at the half.
20-0 Bears, great competitors. Trubisky really looked amazing for a rookie quarterback. Came in, didn't have the jitters that you would have expected.
And you know, Pat, it's interesting. When you look at what the Bears did the rest of the year, I think if you ask the Bears, they would say, as horrible an experience as that was, it set the tone for what they had to do to win the rest of the year.
I absolutely agree, and I think that that really spurred them on because they did not think they should have won that game, and they knew that it was just all Rodgers. And My concern for the Packers is, you know, how many more years can Rodgers take those beatings and not have the folks around him that he needs? I mean, I'm very worried.
Same thing. Eli Manning has suffered that same thing. To some degree, you've had a number of very good quarterbacks. I mean, look at Drew Brees in New Orleans.
Yep.
You know, they've had good teams, not great teams. They've always had a bigger team, you know, beat them, New Orleans. It was either, for a while, Carolina, the Rams, of course, last year, although we all know how that ended. But, I mean, the point is, Drew Brees, I mean, he did win one, okay, like Rodgers.
Yep.
But both he and Rodgers probably should have won two or three.
Oh, I agree. But, you know, and I, frankly, you know, I've not been a big fan of McCarthy because I really think that, you know, McCarthy had this wonderful quarterback and – you know,
he didn't play to his strength.
He didn't play it to his strength, and I think let people go, ooh.
This might be the venerable Bill Wolfson calling in, if we can access him.
Well, do you know where the button, because I'm going to call him. I'll pick him up. Hey, Bill.
Okay, folks, we're trying to get Bill Wolfson, the other sports guy, to join us on the show. So stand by. Our technicians are working it out.
So let me
any moment here. We have Bill Wolfson calling in from Steelers training camp.
See the hold button on this? Supposedly there's a hold button below the phone. And if we can get that, we can get it.
Hold?
I can't find the hold button.
Hold?
Hold, H-O-L-D. You have two incompetent lawyers here. Tell you what, Bill, call my cell phone and I'll pick it up and we'll put you on that way.
I don't see any hold button on that.
Okay, we'll call when you can.
Well, you know what, there's a conference. Now that won't help us. Oh, wait a minute, there's a hold button.
See,
that works. It was above. Is he still on the phone? Oh, because I finally found the hold button. You said below. I was looking below the phone. It's on the top of the phone. So
call back again. We found it.
Okay. How many lawyers does it take to conference in another lawyer?
Oh, well, I was looking down here.
I was looking down, but it's up top. I see it now. So as we're thoroughly embarrassing ourselves in front of our fans.
We're going to do this.
Hold on, folks.
We're going to do this right now. Let me put you on hold. Hold on. And then we've got it. So let me see. Bill, keep talking.
Bill, are you there?
Oh, come on. Now, they did say that this would work.
We're looking for Bill.
All right.
Blackjack 9, Bill. We are still experiencing technical difficulties, folks, but stand by. We're hoping to get a live report from the Pittsburgh Steelers training camp in Pennsylvania, where that sports guy, Bill Wolfson, is hanging out. So let's see. We're going to give it one more try.
Can you hear us?
Sports guys to Blackjack 7, Bill Wolfson. Blackjack 7, do you read? Unfortunately, I think you ought to try the cell phone option, Pat.
Yep.
So we're going to try the cell phone, folks, and see if we can make that work.
Okay. Guess what, guys? You know, I guess we need a technical person to come in here.
Yeah, we need a committee of lawyers to pick a tech person to advise us as to how to conference in another lawyer. Meanwhile, all the lawyer naysayers out there are snickering at us, Pat, saying, look at these helpless lawyers. They can't figure out how to talk. But technology,
okay. Bill,
we will overturn.
Are
you there? I'm right here.
Okay.
Bill, we hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Yes, we are. Tell us what's happening at Steelers practice today.
Well, it's 5:30 somewhere, and that somewhere is right here on Latrobe High School field. The Steelers are about to arrive at 6 o'clock for a scrimmage and a practice. It looks like the rain is blowing past us, although it was raining buckets an hour ago.
Oh, you had rain out there because it's beautiful here all day, Bill.
Beautiful small town Pennsylvania evening here out west. The lights are on at Latrobe, and I understand a flatbed truck is showing up first with Ben Roethlisberger's ego.
Yeah, they gotta build a bigger facility to accommodate him, right?
That's right, John. You can certainly say that again. We've got a rock and roll band at the 50-yard line. I'm here standing just on the fence just outside the end zone. I've got one other New Jersey guy who came here all the way to see his Steelers, but he lives up in Sparta, and he's already going to the Steelers-Jets game on December 22nd in the Meadowlands. You actually got the kind of seats where you won't freeze your tail off, so I'm thinking my brother-in-law and I might go to that game. And you know, it's so close to Christmas, I think that this fellow and my brother-in-law, if they go to that game, they'll be the only non-Jewish or Muslim people at that game because Christmas is too close.
How about that?
Maybe there'll be a few Buddhists. I don't know.
Well, Bill, what observations do you have for us for the facility and the atmosphere there?
Oh, it's like a party. It's a small town fun fest. We've got the Pittsburgh Steeler mascot running around in his costume.
What is the Pittsburgh Steeler mascot anyway? A steel girder? What is the mascot wearing?
Steely McBean is his name. Steely McBean.
Oh, I see.
He was sort of like Ally McBeal years ago.
Right, exactly. One of my favorite characters.
Yeah, we're waiting for the team to show up in their school buses. Everything here is orange and black, right down to the paving on the streets and the line striping, which I think is orange and black everywhere, but don't say that to anyone around here.
Well, I was going to say orange and black, that reeks of some Philadelphia area. I wouldn't think that would be too popular. I would think the yellow and black would be more like it.
John, you're a little too close to the microphone. I can't quite hear you.
I said orange and black. I would be surprised if that were popular color combination in Pittsburgh.
Well, they're yellow and black here. You know, it's interesting. Latrobe's still got open steel mills, and they're producing. It's an interesting thing because you think of this as a Rust Belt town, and it's not. It's pretty vibrant, lots of small industry. I can see an old steel mill shed that I thought was abandoned, but there are cars there and there are people working there, although they probably have gone home for the weekend because it's after 5 o'clock. But I understand that this is a thriving town.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah.
So you're waiting for the Steelers to show up, huh?
Yep.
Well,
right.
I think fans are still waiting for the 2018 Steelers to show up.
I think so, too. The interesting thing here is this is... The Steelers usually train at the College of St. Vincent, which is right by Arnold Palmer Airport. I didn't realize he was from Latrobe. But the College of St. Vincent also has the world-famous Mr. Rogers Museum. So it's a beautiful day in that neighborhood, as far as I know.
Wow, what a neighborhood to be in, Bill.
Well, no, Bill... How many people do you estimate are out there watching this?
I'd say we've got about 4,000 or 5,000 right now.
Wow, that is huge.
Field maybe the size of the 100 Central High School field, or a little larger, or the North 100 High field. So it's pretty busy. Everybody's real nice and friendly, and just waiting with excitement for the Steelers to show up. They play a scrimmage at this field for the benefit of the high school. So we're seeing a lot of high school kids walking around selling raffle tickets and water and soda, plus a lot of their teachers. So that's a real nice small town flavor, a lot like Green Bay and Appleton.
Wow. Well, but it's a small town, isn't it? I mean, remember when I grew up, Green Bay and Appleton were the cities.
this is not a
the big city.
Size of Flemington. I'd say it's about, you know, there might be 10,000 people in the town.
Okay. Well, that's still small compared to Green
Bay. 5,000 of them are at your field there.
You know, it has a real nice flavor to it, I've got to say.
Okay.
That's great, Bill.
Well, tell you what, if you have any more, anything more to report, why don't you call back in a few minutes?
I think that would be just fine, Pat and John. Have a great afternoon. It's starting to cloud over again, so.
Well, we've had sunny weather.
Pretty soon.
And although there was about a 30% chance of thunderstorms here, it's been sunny and beautiful, and we've just been talking a little bit about football. Can you believe that next week is Thursday, the 8th, is the beginning of the preseason game?
Well, they actually played last night.
Oh, well, they did.
I'm going to stand. I'm going to correct you on that one because they played the Hall of Fame game last night.
I stand corrected. I don't think
Denver. Denver won. I think 14-10.
Yeah, but see, I don't consider football season to start preseason until the Packers play. So I guess I should have said the Packers play.
That's on the 8th, right?
The Packers play next Thursday for their first preseason.
Okay.
And you know, then on the 15th, they're playing the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday, August 15th.
In Baltimore?
In Baltimore. Now, if I didn't have to go to court on the 16th, I'd go down for that game because I'm going to Baltimore for the weekend.
Well, that's a good time to go. Baltimore plays in a very nice stadium. I've been in there.
Well, Bill, the fan base is alive and well. We're actually getting some questions from the fan base, if you would be so kind. The question is, what is the scuttlebutt in the area about what kind of season the Steelers are going to have? Or, I mean, obviously people are enthusiastic there because they're at a fun time, but what is the feeling about legitimate shot for this team to win anything?
I'm not sure I heard that last bit, John.
Well, the question is, we're getting questions from our viewers wondering what,
or from our listeners anyway.
I'm sorry, not our viewers, our listeners. We don't have viewers, thank goodness. Our listeners, about what the prediction is for the Steelers this year and, you know, how are they going to do?
Well, I have no idea. this is an unsettled team so far. Mike Tomlin likes his team. I'm sure that everybody here was glad to see the last of Le'Veon Bell, but they've got some good running backs to replace him. Roethlisberger will be just as good as his offensive line and his receivers let him be.
Yeah, but that's usually what happens with most quarterbacks. And, of course, the thing that bothers me about preseason is all of these teams are always predicting that they're just going to do so well. And I don't think
they're all at 0-0 right now. Yeah. There's nobody behind, nobody ahead. So, and everybody's optimistic. Nobody's injured. I mean, right. Let's face it. By week two, there's 10 teams that are out of it because they've lost a key player.
Well,
that's true. People are talking a 9-7 or 10-6 season here for Pittsburgh. They don't think they're an overpowering team, but they think they're good enough to take it all in their AFC division.
Well, you know, Bill, we were talking at the top of the show before you got on about the fact that the buzz seems to be about the NFC, where you have a number of teams who are competing. But nobody talks much about the AFC because, you know, it's almost implied that it's New England's AFC championship to lose, that unless they screw up, they're going to be back in the Super Bowl again. Who is going to challenge them in the AFC?
And that's really, but that's unfortunate. I think
it's very unfortunate. Yeah.
More fun to watch. Now, I will say, and I've predicted this for a long time, I think the first two Packer games, they play the Bears, their first game in Chicago, and then they play the Vikings at Lambeau. I really think that we'll be able to predict the season, even if there are no injuries, after those two games. I really do.
Well, certainly if they win both or lose both, that will be telling. What you're hoping is that they go 1-1.
Well, no, I'm hoping they'll go 2-0.
I mean realistically hoping. I'm talking about your realistic hopes.
And then, of course, Bill, you know that they're playing your Eagles on September 26th.
We shall see. I'm going to let you folks go.
Okay.
We're actually awaiting the arrival of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's astonishing. There must be 90 or 100 players that they've invited to camp. I've got the full list sitting with me, and it's both numerical and alphabetical. So we're hoping to get some autographs for the footballs we've brought with us. My brother-in-law and I've got a pair of NFL official balls, and we're hoping to get them signed with our Sharpies. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck with that, Bill, yeah. And safe travels on your return.
And have fun, because actually...
We've had a blast already.
And actually, I think going to a practice like this can be more fun than the preseason games. It really...
You're probably right about that, Pat.
Be. And,
That's true. That's for sure, Pat. It's more informal, and you got the real fans here rather than the people who are just paying, $80 to $200 for a game that's meaningless.
Well, the preseason, it's just you're just seeing the teams trying to see who they're going to weed out. That's my view. So anyway, have a great time.
Hey, Bill, I have to say one thing before I let you go. Are the Yankees going to finally put the Red Sox out of their misery this weekend?
Well, that's good. Folks, have a great weekend. Get up off that couch. I'll be back next week. Unless this Friday is so good that I take off and go sail my boat.
No, you're not taking off, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
After taking 3 out of 4 from the Yankees, to then lay down for the Rays is confounding, and you have Red Sox fans just, very frustrated right now.
Well, and John, I think we better take a break to
let
some sponsors talk.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back.
We are back.
For calling in. And by the way, sports fans, if you've never gone to one of these practices, I'm not saying go instead of going to a game, but it really is fun. I mean, you can't imagine what happens in Green Bay with practices. I mean, they could, 4,000 or 5,000 people, I mean, they'll be, you know, three times as many in Green Bay. And of course, and I've said this before, one of my favorite things in Green Bay is when the kids would all bring their bicycles and a team member would basically adopt a bicycle and every time would ride that bicycle across to the practice. So they used to have, they had to go through the parking lot and across the street. And so you can imagine how thrilled kids were if your bicycle was adopted. And of course, they had to upgrade their bicycles, not from the standpoint of upgrading them for speed, but upgrading
put more
them
air
for
in the
weight.
Tires.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was,
now,
when
I went to Green Bay with Bill about 10 years ago, it was a phenomenal experience. And we saw a Bears-Packers game. The Packers destroyed. They squashed the Bears. But it the whole thing, you're absolutely right, the pregame stuff, the enthusiasm. There I am dressed in Giants, my heavy Giants coat on. I'm getting high fives from people because the Bear fans respect Giant fans.
Well, and actually,
Bill wearing his Eagle regalia did not get the kind of warm welcome I got.
But also, I have to say, there's a lot of respect between Packer fans and Bear fans. I mean, that is
well,
rivalry.
It's like Yankee Red Sox. They're your arch rivals. You hate them, but you respect the rivalry.
Well, they respect the rivalry. And, of course, up until I think the Packers are a little bit ahead now. But for all of those years.
Oh, up until the 1960, the Bears dominated that series.
Oh, no. If you really look at the total years, they were equal.
Total up till now, but
right.
I'm saying the early 20th century, I think, favored the Bears.
Well, but honestly, you go back from the beginning, and they were actually tied until maybe last year, the year before. And then
wow.
The Packers went ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, and it's an interesting segue. Last season, during a Yankee-Red Sox game, okay, the premier rivalry in sports, somebody had the curiosity to research the all-time series. Incredibly, it was tied. It was like
Packers,
each team has won, like, I forget what it was, 700-something games. The exact number. What are the chances of that? They've been playing since 1903.
Well, same thing with Packers-Bears.
There you maybe had 50 games or 100 games.
Well,
but 100 games.
But still,
you would
when
have
you
had,
think about
as
anything,
opposed to 1,500 games.
That's true, but when you think of any team.
No,
that
true.
Would
absolutely.
Be
absolutely. Fine. But see, I would have given the edge to the Packers just because from 1960 on, they had so much more success than Chicago.
Yeah, but you had the lean years then, and before Lombardi came, there were a lot of lean years.
And then after Lombardi.
And, of course, before Lombardi, after Lombardi, before Holmgren got there.
Right,
also, in the early days, remember, you had Halas.
Oh, yeah. Exactly,
you know,
right.
You know, Curly Lambeau and Halas. I mean, these were... George Halas saved the Packers. They would have gone out of existence.
Pat, can you briefly tell that story? I'm familiar with it, but I can't remember the details.
Well, I don't know if we have time now, but at some point, you know, I will again. But basically, they did not have enough money to survive, and he realized that without the Packers...
wouldn't have the rivalry.
Well, and professional football might not make it.
Yep.
I mean, remember, that was a very...
And it's interesting. That's the precedent for the decision by the Mara family in 1959. CBS Sports approached the Giants, which was the premier team at that time, because the Packers hadn't really gotten to the glory years yet. Plus, they were in New York. And they were putting together the NFL, you know, package for CBS Sports, and they went right to the Giants and said, well, you're the lead team. We will give the majority of the royalties to the New York Giants. And at that time, there were, what, maybe 12, 14 teams in the league? Wellington Mara said, no. We need all the other teams to compete with us, and so we want the money to be divided up equally. And that is how you wound up with the premier model, the revenue-sharing model that you have in the NFL. And what I find interesting about it is when they tried to do that in baseball, a certain nefarious owner of the New York Yankees refused to do that. Hence, you have teams in Kansas City with no money who can never compete, or even teams like, well, you had a couple of great years in Cincinnati. St. Louis has always seemed to be competing. But, you know, how many teams, Arizona, all of these teams, because there's no revenue sharing in baseball. Oh, yeah, they all share some of the big billion-dollar contract. But let's face it, you know, the Yankees and the Mets are getting the lion's share of the money, and the Red Sox on Nesson, that's true. But those three teams are getting the lion's share of the money that baseball would be far better off if you spread it around, because every season, you know, there's only five teams that can win the World Series.
Right.
There's only five teams that can afford to assemble the team or add the players or sign free agents. And, you know, it's the Yankees, Red Sox, some years the Mets, although not recently because of the Madoff scandal. They don't have any money. And then the Dodgers. Okay, Houston is only there because they were so bad for so long. They had so many high draft picks that even the Astros couldn't go wrong. You know, if you've got four number one picks in 5 years, a couple of them have to hit.
Well, and the other thing it seems to me that is so significant is the cap in football.
It is brilliant
because everybody...
Unlike basketball, which has a soft cap.
Exactly. And in football, everybody has that cap. They all have to be aware
of it. A level playing field, no pun intended.
And what about, they should have a bigger roster, but does basketball, do they have the same limit on the number of players?
Yeah, 12 players on a roster, and I think they get, much like football, they have a backup team.
Okay. All right.
I think they do what they call in football the
they have the practice team.
The practice squad.
The squad.
Yeah, basically. Well, yeah. I think basketball kind of has a few people. Okay. But let's face it, those guys are so far down the bench.
It's the salary cap and
the revenue sharing of the TV contract.
That make it.
That's what makes the NFL the premier model.
And remember... when it used to be, and I think even when I was a kid, teams whose players were not doing well or were screwing up, they would threaten them to send them to Green Bay. I mean, even Lombardi's daughter didn't know. They had to get a map out to show them where Green Bay was. I mean, this, and you can imagine.
Well, Lombardi was from New York.
He was from New York.
Actually, from New Jersey.
Well, he wanted.
He wanted the Giants job.
He absolutely wanted.
And Tom Landry was there, and
exactly.
They both wound up going to Dallas and Green Bay, and look what happened. The Giants made a huge mistake.
Yep. Well, rumor was that the Giants would never hire an Italian coach. You do,
but they
had
Andy Robustelli. They had all kinds of Italian Americans in the organization. No, Robustelli was was in the late 60s.
Yeah,
after Owie Sherman.
Because I mean, whether that was true or not, that was.
But the Maras were half Italian and half Irish. So I'm not sure there's any substance to that rumor.
I don't
think the Giant organization, unlike some other organizations you probably can point fingers at, I don't think they were biased or prejudiced in any way. I just don't see that. That would be like saying they wouldn't let anybody except somebody who was Catholic coach the team because they were Irish, Italian, Catholics. I don't think that. I've never heard that.
Okay. Well, the other thing about Green Bay, which was really unusual, is, you know, that's pretty much of a white community when Lombardi got there.
Yep. And he insisted on integration. Yep.
Not only that, he insisted that his players on the road, that they would stay in the same hotel.
Yeah.
And
he integrated the whole system.
And that he would, and that they would room, you know, whoever was supposed to room together. And I guess they would do, what did they do? Players that were on the same.
Yeah, you might have a quarterback and a receiver, like in baseball, a pitcher and a catcher. The idea would be that, you know, when they're hanging out in the room, they could be talking a little bit.
Right.
Just more familiarity. You know, a receiver and a quarterback, or maybe the two quarterbacks, or even the quarterback in the center. You know.
But you can imagine how when in the 60s, when Lombardi came and won some of the first black players, and there were some really good.
Jim Taylor
and
Herb Adderley,
Henry Jordan. But I mean, the black players that came.
Yeah, there's no question. Just, like baseball, they were suppressed. They weren't being drafted, and if you were a black quarterback, forget it. You were never.
Well,
you know,
I don't think they ever thought that black players could be smart enough to be quarterbacks.
Well, that was the prejudice.
I know it was prejudice.
Yeah, and that was the genesis for it. But the bottom line is Lombardi was the first to introduce exams for his players. Along with Paul Brown in Cleveland and Cincinnati, they were the first ones to test the players. Written tests.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, Lombardi was the first one to use logarithms to determine the coverage in the defensive backfield.
Well, we're going to be cut off. At least we're supposed to be cut off momentarily. But
as ignominious as that may be, Pat, we usually get a few extra minutes time. And, you know, we're very, very fortunate in this country, and we lose sight of it so often. You know, the rivalries we have, the sports. You know, think about what happens on a Sunday in the fall. The entire country is into the NFL. A weekend like this, Yankees, Red Sox. Now, most of the country is not tuned in, but the entire Northeast is. The West Coast hates it. But, you know, it's true. I grew up just hating people in New York, hating the Yankee fans. But you grow older and you realize it's part of the ties that bind. We're all Americans, and we should revel in the diversity and revel in the rivalry because it makes us stronger and better. And we are still the best country in the world by a factor of 10. And that's why everybody wants to come here.
Except I can't stop hating the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, come on.
Pat, on that note, I could not, maybe if you substituted the Yankees, I still hate the Yankees. If they never won another game, it would be too much for me. And my good friend Bill tolerates that, my dislike of the Eagles and the Yankees. And but again, that's what makes friendships. That's what makes rivalries in sports, and we are all for the better. Not to mention the fact it's a huge part of our economy.
It is. And, you know, the funny thing is I'm always surprised that how many people realize I'm a diehard Packer fan. I happen to leave my Green Bay Packer umbrella at the courthouse.